The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the homestand continues, and it's the Dallas Stars in town. San Jose would love to avenge a 4-1 defeat at the hands of the Stars back on Friday, December the 5th. That game was in Big D. This game is in Silicon Valley. And the San Jose Sharks have won 3 in a row, and they're finding different ways in which to win. Let's go back and revisit some of those victories. Starting with Toronto, the San Jose Sharks came back from a 2-0 deficit, and as it turned out, Macklin Celebrini and John Klingberg combined on a beautiful play with the extra attacker on in the third period to propel the Sharks to OT. Klingberg keeps it in again, to Celebrini, to Eklund, off his skate! In front, Wennberg stealing the puck. Moves it back to Celebrini near side. Now back to the point. Minute and a half to go. Here's the shot. Score!
It's in.
John Klingberg puts it up in the air, and the Sharks tie the game. They finally figure out how to get one past Hildeby with a minute 25 to go. And a former Maple Leaf gets the job done. It's 2-2. And then Alex Wennberg won the game in overtime on a brilliant play from William Eklund. Sharks have three forwards on the ice. Here's Matthews across the line. Loses on the check to Wennberg. Ferraro takes off. The lead for Wennberg. 2-on-1 developing. Wennberg moving in with Eklund. Back to Eklund. A shot. Save. Rebound. Score! Alex Wennberg gets the winner for the Sharks in overtime. Half the team goes to Wennberg. Half the team goes to Nedeljkovic. A huge win for the Sharks in Toronto. And a stunned crowd is going to go home with the San Jose Sharks winning by the score of 3-2. In the very next game, it was the miracle in Pittsburgh. Down 5-1 in the third period, the Sharks scored two extra attacker goals. Macklin Celebrini had 6 shots in one period, including a goal and 2 assists. And in overtime, it was Celebrini to Klingberg again.
Crosby's by himself against 3 Sharks there in the corner. Works it loose, Sharks have it. And they give it to Colin Graf, and Graf will cycle backwards as the Sharks need a change. Celebrini wants that headman pass. On the right wing side, it's Klingberg, crisscrossing with Celebrini. Nice move by Klingberg. Moving in, back for Macklin. Back to Klingberg. Shot! Score! John Klingberg from Macklin Celebrini. The entire Sharks bench empties as the Sharks roar back from a 5-1 deficit. And John Klingberg wins it in overtime, 6-5.
There was one thing that was the same in the Calgary game. Celebrini and Klingberg combined on yet another goal, but this time, it was the first one.
Stick checked away there by Kevin Ball. Good play by Ball. Celebrini keeps in on the right side. Stick handles away from Zeri. Backhand, left side, shot, score! John Klingberg puts it in front and into the net. The combination that got the game winner in Pittsburgh strikes again. Celebrini to Klingberg, and it's 1-0 San Jose, 1-0-2 into the first.
Barkley Goodrow scored 2 goals and added 1 assist for his 6th 3-point game in his career. Out of the 6, 4 of them have come in the month of December, but this one was the first one he had that featured 2 goals. His second one came late in the first period to give the Sharks a 3-2 lead.
And Klingberg just is on a nice run here, made the nice play. Goodrow feeds the center ice, and Delandria tips into the offensive zone, right corner. There's a body check there, but Delandria comes up with the puck finally. Goodrow kept it in, fed to the slot, it's on the goal, and Goodrow scores! Great forechecking by the Sharks, and that line comes through. The puck was sitting on the goal line, and Barkley Goodrow says, I'm taking that one, and I'm smacking it in. That's Barkley's second goal of the game, and San Jose, with 18.4 seconds to go in the first period, takes the 3-2 lead.
Once again, Macklin Celebrini was there. The Sharks superstar had 2 goals and 2 assists and 7 shots on goal against Calgary. His first goal came in the third period, and it was a thing of beauty. A spectacular play that people are going to be talking about for a long time.
And the Flames will take over. Uh-oh, they give it away. Stolen by Graf. Feeds it up. Oh. Celebrini behind the defense, walking in by himself. Score! A spectacular goal by Macklin Celebrini as he pivots
causing a breakaway, and then he puts it through Wolf to put the Sharks in front 4-2. That is world class. That is unbelievable.
And he finished things off with an empty netter with a minute 10 to go.
Here comes Calgary. Frost to center, shoots one in. Behind the goal line, another big hit by Klapka. Hits Goodrow, but now it's fed ahead. Celebrini's got a breakaway. He's in by himself. Empty net, score! 4 points for Macklin Celebrini. 2 goals, 2 assists. That's his 18th goal of the season. The Sharks are on top, 6-3. And the crowd celebrates at SAP Center with a minute 9 to play.
After all of those amazing accomplishments, you think that Macklin Celebrini would be celebrating and high-fiving inside the dressing room. But he wasn't talking about his accomplishments. He was more interested in talking about the team.
We love winning. Our group kind of, I mean, it's fun. It's enjoyable to be around the rink when you're winning and you're playing well as a group and you just kind of feed off it. So it's just more fun when you're winning.
When pressed on his spectacular goal in which he spun around the defense to cause his own breakaway, Celebrini gave credit to Colin Graf.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of his reaction. I mean, Graf made a good play on the wall to kind of intercept it, and then just found me in the middle, and it was just all kind of reactionary, but it was a little lucky. It goes off my hip.
And Macklin was really happy to talk about Barkley Goodrow and what he's provided to the team, including his 2 goals and 1 assist last game against Calgary.
I mean, he's meant everything. I think he's been our rock. He doesn't get as much credit as he should. His leadership role, the way he kind of carries himself and speaks up in the locker room and talks to guys and treats people, and then his play on the ice. I mean, he does all this stuff that doesn't get recognized and so valuable to win games. So there's a reason he's won a Stanley Cup, and he's just been awesome for us.
Yes, the Sharks have won in different ways this season. Colin Graf says that's an important skill that the team is developing, and there's still probably going to be another way they're going to have to win tonight.
You know, it's just the old saying, good teams find a way to win. And even if it's, you know, if it's a low-scoring one, it's a tight one, or it's, you know, obviously you don't want to give up a bunch of goals, but if we can score, if we can outscore them, then that's a win too. The 2 points count the same, and every game's important. Just every point's, you know, for our group, we want to win every single game, obviously. And I think it's, especially doing better in the third periods lately, I think that was something that we definitely needed to improve on from last year, and just being able to close out some games in the third or take the lead in the third is big for our group.
Adam Gaudette, who's back in the lineup tonight, says that finding different ways to win every night is an important factor.
Yeah, that's another thing too. You're not going to win the same way every game, and you might win some games that maybe you didn't deserve to win. You might lose some games that you probably deserve to win. But you know, it's all about learning from your mistakes, turning the page, and moving on to the next game. We're not going to sit and wallow in the past. We're going to focus on our next opponent and bring it that night.
And so now it's on to tonight's game. The Sharks and the Dallas Stars at SAP Center. San Jose taking on a team that has a lot more depth than they had on December the 5th when they beat the Sharks 4-1. I say deeper because Matt Duchene and Thomas Harley, both very valuable players on Glenn Gulletson's squad, were not even in the lineup in that first meeting. They're both in tonight, and head coach Ryan Warsawski says that means the priority is on one topic.
Yeah, I think we got to check them, and I don't think we did a good job of that last time in Dallas. I thought they were the more physical team. I thought they were getting in our skill by playing through us, and then we start making some poor puck decisions. So I think that's going to be a big key for us tonight. Let's keep control the neutral zone with our puck play, and then when their skill has pucks, we got to hit them. We got to get on people. We got to play through people. We got to get numbers on pucks and get out of our own end. So didn't win nearly enough puck battles last time in Dallas, and that'll be a big key tonight.
As he reflected on the last three victories and as he looks forward to tonight's game, Adam Gaudette says that you just have to be proficient at things you're not used to being proficient at.
Yeah, everybody says you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable, and that's the truth. You gotta be able to, find things that aren't working, and you know, maybe it's personally or as a team, and you gotta be able to, suck it up and correct it and say, okay, maybe that's not working. Then you need a collective buy-in and from each guy and everybody to rally around each other and pick each other up. And, you know, I think we've done a good job of that, and we're a tight-knit group in here, and we know how we need to play in order to beat anyone in this league, and it's just a matter of doing that more consistently.
Join us for the game at 6:30 p.m. Pacific right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.